Welcome to Mind Styling, the podcast that explores how we can win at the game inside our heads and make a mark on this world in our own unique style, on our own terms.
We interview entrepreneurs and leaders who aren't afraid to push the boundaries and set their own definitions of success. We will share with you the tips and techniques they use to style their mind and give you the tools you need to start mind styling for yourself.
Welcome, Mind Stylists. I'm Amy Armstrong.
And I'm Dr. Becky Sage.
And today, Becky and I are exploring Janine Matho's top tip, stay human as you grow. Becky, how did you interpret this? Janine said quite a lot around it. There's lots of dancing around it, but actually, what a beautiful concept.
Yes. And of course, just kind of to highlight the elephant in the room, that I've been working with Janine. So if anything that she says comes with embodied experience of what that means as well. So this idea of staying human as you grow, I think, was very interesting in terms of how Janine got to that point and the journeys that she's been on that have ultimately made her realize that there's this core of her, which is the human piece. And of course, that piece is not always the same, but it's always her. So this idea of like always having this thread to carry through. And I think it's something that for all of us maybe takes time to land upon as we shift and move through life and we feel like we've defined ourselves in one way and then we move through other things. And so in Janine's case, first of all, she talked about having an immigrant mindset, and she is first generation Cuban American. And then she's lived in different places around the world. She's lived, she now lives in France. She's lived in London. She lived in America. You know, she talked about that on the podcast. And she's also shifted from being in a university and a setting to being in, well, she's worked in all sorts of different places, actually. So corporate settings, you know, academic settings, non-profit settings, and then obviously in an entrepreneurial setting now. And I think that this idea of staying human feels very real and visceral. And when you kind of have been through all these different places and you've had all of the, maybe these different identities that you've had to take on, and then being an entrepreneur, you don't have anyone else defining that identity anymore. So I think that that's almost where this piece about staying human perhaps lands, particularly in those early stages of being an entrepreneur, before you then start scaling and growing and, you know, becoming or trying not to become what everyone else wants you to be in those places.
Oh, it's all about identity, isn't it? Mm. And staying true to yourself as you shape that identity. I love this. You've just talked about it. This idea of actually immigration journey from one environment to another and staying human while you do it. So, and the opposite of that is not losing your humanity as you make that journey. And of course, being an entrepreneur, you're landing in a new place. You're making a new home for yourself. And it's a place with very different, you know, expectations. And I think it's a really interesting shift when you go from being defined by a fabulous, impressive title in the big corporate world to being a founder of something that is still being defined and the world hasn't yet quite worked out what it is. Mm-hmm. And you're at the same time crafting the narrative of your new business at the same time as trying to work out what your identity is and how you show up as that entrepreneur. And don't think it's a coincidence that Janine landed on that stay human as you grow, having come from the experience of corporate burnout, which is when actually who she was, she'd lost sight of that. And she talked about that on the podcast and how she's enjoyed reconnecting to those, what makes her thrive and be a great founder and leader of Exponential Changemakers.
Yeah. I think I'm just thinking back to all of our interviews that we've done, and there's something about being entrepreneurial that really can be defined in terms of you wanting to connect back to your own identity, your own purpose, your own values, your own needs. And I think that that's actually a trait that seems to be incredibly strong amongst all the people that we've interviewed. The whole point being that entrepreneurship gives you a vehicle by which you can shape the world, you can interact with the world in a way that feels like it has some sense of control. And again, we know that there are many other factors at play, and of course there's many other challenges with being an entrepreneur. And what I think is quite interesting is that Exponential Changemakers, the very first thing we do with the women that we work with is really help them with clarity and getting back in touch with themselves. And we do this piece about the career narrative, which I think we talked about in the interview. And so that looks at your values, your purpose, your needs. So life needs in your current situation right now. What's your geographic needs? What's your or desires? If you've got any family needs, if you've got health needs, if you've got all of those things, different aspects of your identity that are going to impact where you can live or what type of employer you might be able to work with. And so I find it very interesting how that mirrors across into entrepreneurship, because I think, and of course, Simon Sinek, Start With Why, this whole thing around like, what's the purpose? What's driving you? Who are you within that? But of course, the nice thing about what Janine was talking about as well was this piece around staying human and telling human stories. So there's also this, it's not just about you and this little independent bubble that's working through the world. It's who are you in relation to others as well, and staying human and telling human stories. And I think that also comes from this experience of being in different environments, perhaps when you felt like you're working with people who don't necessarily keep their human self front and center all of the time in the workplace. You know, many workplaces don't really support that very easily. So something I'm very interested in and continually looking at is this notion of how do we be ourselves, how do we be human in terms of who we are and our identity, but also how do we make sure that we're human in terms of the relationships with others. And I know that Janine were talking about Dr. Helen Fisher's work as well, and the relationship with others and having that awareness that we're not all the same. And I think there's some humanity in that as well, that notion of, okay, we're not all the same, so therefore how do we show up? How can we better understand others? And how do we do that in an organizational context? How do you do that as an entrepreneur, as you're beginning to start and grow your team?
And I think this notion of sharing your human stories as you grow is about being authentic as you grow. So it's not necessarily sharing the polished story, the story you think would land best with the person. And of course, that's really important when you're thinking about the narrative you want to construct out in the world and how you want to be perceived. It's critical in your navigation of securing funding and investment and customers and all of that. And that sense of authenticity, which I think is really critical at the moment, and actually is what so many people are leaning into. And certainly, I think it's at the heart of Mind Styling, the podcast, in the sense that we want to share the human story. So the story behind the face of entrepreneurs, you know, and the human story of the journey along the way, and how we naturally experience things differently. And Janine reflected on the fact that actually the podcast for her was the first time she'd shared a number of the stories that she was sharing, because she'd been brought up, she said, with that tough immigrant mentality of not sharing your challenges, not sharing your stories, not asking for help. And that brings us back round to your point that actually we are interdependent and we do need to interact. We're not solo on our own.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. I think we've talked about this in the on the podcast before. This, to the degree to which you share things where you feel vulnerable, where you feel like this idea of authenticity doesn't have to be that you're showing everything, or being vulnerable doesn't mean, you know, find yourself like sharing all of your deepest, darkest secrets to somebody who you've just met or anything like that. But it's about being able to work with both the what you perceive, I think, to be your shadows as well as your light, and being able to, where appropriate, pull that in order to form relationships with others. So in order to find some of that solidarity with others. And I think particularly in, like you said, from Janine's perspective, it's such an important reminder for her because of her cultural background to remind herself that it's okay to tell stories. And we talk a lot, again, in Exponential Changemakers, but I think it's like the underpinning premise of what we do here is like it's okay to talk about your successes too, because that's the other thing that, and as women, you know, that can be frowned upon and people shy away from, is that idea of telling your success stories. And so I think it's just this notion of kind of being slightly less afraid to just almost, well, the way I see it is about almost looking at yourself from a bit more of an objective perspective, actually, or just a wider perspective. Stepping back from feeling like you're kind of, I don't know, being arrogant or showing off because you've said something, or perhaps being needy. You know, we hear all of these things, don't we, in yes. the media, because you're sharing your stories, when actually there's something about the objectivity of it, I guess, and almost being a neutral observer in your own life and being able to tell the stories in that way. That's certainly how I see it. I kind of feel quite disconnected. It's not that I don't feel connected, but when I talk about especially things to do with business, or you know, if we were talking about something we'd done here and how proud we are of how many people we've interviewed on Mind Styling, for example, I feel like that's just a fact. You know. But I know that for a lot of women, that's something, or a lot of people, but specifically a lot of women, and we've seen it in Exponential Changemakers, it's something that is a real challenge. How do I showcase my strengths without feeling or seeming awkward or arrogant, and also obviously share vulnerabilities as well?
It's about feeling comfortable with our inner narrative. And I think it takes a bit of practice, actually, to feel comfortable and get into your stride. And of course, as social beings, we can pick up on whether this works well or doesn't work well. And we'll nuance and adapt it accordingly.
Yes. This idea of being able to paint a vision, because of course that's what civilization has grown on, the ability to understand something intangible, something that doesn't exist yet. And that's what human beings can do very effectively. That's why we are this grand destructive and visionary civilization, and why we probably are equipped to solve a lot of the problems that we have caused across the planet. And I think especially in an entrepreneurial space, this is exactly your job, isn't it? To be able to paint a picture of something that doesn't exist yet, or to be able to illustrate that with, it may be stories from the past, but they're still intangible because they, you know, it might not be something that's sitting exactly in front of somebody. And then this idea of perception, which I think is a really important one, isn't it? Like how things land and how they land with different people. And again, I think, When we talk to entrepreneurs, most of the people we've talked to are far enough along the journey to have realized that some people are going to get it, some people are not going to get it. And the ones who don't get it from an entrepreneurial perspective, actually, there's not a lot of point in spending that much time. But if you're telling a compelling story, a human story that resonates with you, that maybe resonates with your co-founders, with one or two other people, the point is you have a story there, and it will be the it will land with the people who are the people who are going to come with you. And I think that that's something really important to bring along, because I think that often people are afraid of both that vision painting or that vulnerability. And of course, painting a big vision can be something that makes you feel quite vulnerable as well, because you might be thinking, is this too big? Is this something that people can't grasp? Am I kind of being head in the clouds or whatever? So being able to paint those pictures and bring the right people along, I think is something to be really mindful of. And that, yeah, if people don't get it, that's okay. And you don't have to bring everyone along with you. And you mentioned nuance as well. And I think that's the other thing that you learn, don't you? As you practice, as you speak to more people, as you realize kind of the parts of the story that are going to resonate or not resonate. And I've talked about it before on mind styling, but this notion that in when I had lots of stories to tell coming out of the last business, and initially I was kind of telling them like really wide open and telling kind of all the nitty gritty, and I realized, oh, you don't need to kind of go into detail on all of that stuff in order to tell the story. And I think that's the other thing to be aware of is, yeah, you don't need to show everything. I've already said that at the beginning of this, but like that, you don't need to show everything in order to illustrate a point or tell a story. And it is the nuances and the things you choose to say or not say that can help you to craft that story in a way that is going to be perceived in a helpful way with whoever it is you're telling the story to, even if it's yourself.
And actually, I think that crafting is a very human act, isn't it? So bringing us back to the core tip, which was stay human as you grow. That growth is the journey through your story and the refinement of it, the connection to it, the understanding of it. And it's change and evolution. And telling the story is part of being human and sharing that and connecting with those people that matter most to you, whoever they are, whether they're very personal or actually they're the bigger audience.
And something that you once told me when we were in a coaching session that really helped me was, it's not always about telling the story. Sometimes it's about listening to the story, and you can stay human and you can stay connected through listening, and that's a really powerful tool as well in terms of staying human. It's not always the tell. Sometimes, in fact, always, it's an interplay, isn't it, between the listening and the telling.
Yes, and that's where the growth happens. So we can't always control the situations that are going on outside of us, but we can be in control of how we react to those situations.
And that is what mind styling is all about.